Bonjour et merci de voler des lignes aériennes de Phil Hendry. Du contrairement d'une altitude de 30 000 pieds. D'ailleurs, Jerry Lewis.
Phil Hendry Show at 1-800-449-8686. I just realized that Thanksgiving is Thursday, and I'm leaving I'm leaving the studio at 10 o'clock Wednesday night to drive to Palm Springs. Now, isn't that just a genius maneuver? I'm going to get in my car Wednesday night, and I'm going to get out, not on the 10. I'm not going to get on the 10. I'm going to get on the 60. Odds are it's still going to be like a freaking parking lot on that thing, 10 o'clock at night. I'm going to my in-laws. Last year, the day before Thanksgiving, the night before Thanksgiving, we did an hour, literally an hour, talking to all the people that have been stuck in traffic for 12 hours, for 6 hours, for 10 hours. People going from Los Angeles to, say, Bakersfield, which shouldn't be any more than, what, a couple hours? A couple, 3 hours? These guys have been in the car for 6 hours. People were going from, say, Palm Springs to Santa Barbara. They've been in the car 6 hours, 6, 7, 8 hours. I talked to a lady who was on her way to San Francisco or someplace up in the Bay Area. She left L.A. around, I don't know, she left L.A. at 9 o'clock. That's a trip on Interstate 5 that should take you 6 hours. Get there, baby, by 3 o'clock in the afternoon, 4 o'clock at the latest. My God, it was 10 o'clock. No, it was about 9 o'clock when we talked to her, and she was halfway there. 12 hours halfway there. So what am I going to do? And what have we planned as a family? And what will be our experience this coming Thanksgiving? We're getting in the car and driving to Grandma's house. Hey! I'm going to drive to Grandma's. And I said to my wife, that sounds like a great idea. What a fun thing. We're going to see all the cousins and the aunts and the uncles and everything. We'll go out there. And I said, really, wait a second. We're the ones that are driving. And the aunts and uncles are coming from San Francisco and San Diego. So if I think I got it bad, they're driving down from the Bay Area, man. They're driving down from Los Gatos, huh? They're driving down from Los Gatos. They're going to have to leave tonight. They should leave now. Yo, Terry, leave now. And you'll get there about Thursday morning, oh, I don't know, roughly just before kickoff on the Miami game. By the way, forgive me for the things I said about the callers in Miami. I mean, they are rotten callers, but very nice people. Great listeners and nice folks. Forgive me. Please forgive me. So anyway, just in time for that Miami game. And I'm going to be leaving here at 10 on a Wednesday night. Good God. What time do you think I'm going to be hitting Palm Springs? I leave here at 4 a.m. 6 hours. The gridlock, I could take a nap in the car, you know, and just I feel somebody bump me from behind, I'll wake up, we'll go another 30 feet, and go back to sleep. Oh, man. It'll be an experience. So what are you got planning? What are you planning, or what are you going to do? I guess with the two sentences that I combined to come up with, what are you got planning? What are you got planning on Thanksgiving, huh? Have you got a big celebration way out of town? Or are you going to keep it close to home? Thought we'd ask that question here at 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Redondo Beach on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi, Phil. How you doing?
Good.
My girlfriend's expecting me to go over to her folks' house for Thanksgiving. And it's one of those situations where, like you, I'm not really looking forward to it.
Do you live? Are they a long way away?
No, they live down in the South Bay here. I mean, I'm in Redondo Beach. They live a little bit further south in Palos Verdes. But
the reason why I'm not looking forward to going to my in-laws is because that they live so far away.
Well, the problem with this is we've been dating for 6 months. And
are you exclusive to each other?
I'm sorry?
Are you guys monogamous? Are you exclusive to each other?
Well, she is, you know. I mean...
Are you?
Well, as far as she knows, yeah. I am. And
well, that's not exactly the answer. Are you guys exclusive to each other? You've been dating for 6 months.
Well, she wants me to go over to her parents' house, okay? And I don't want to go... you know, but I don't want to give her the idea. I do want to go, but I don't want to give her the idea, you know, that we are that tight, you know. But I'm morally torn because I don't want to give her a wrong impression. But I'm currently out of work, and I could use a home-cooked meal, and her dad's in a corporate VP position with Ladman Studios. I don't know if you've ever heard of them.
No, I haven't.
They do a lot of post-production work, which is what I'm wanting to eventually get into. So I'm sort of morally torn, you know. And I'm thinking that I'll meet her there later so that she's not, you know, gets no idea.
Well, what is the moral dilemma here? Do you want to go?
I do want to go because I don't have no family for Thanksgiving. And
you've been dating this girl for 6 months, and she's invited you to her parents for Thanksgiving, correct?
That's correct, yeah.
What is the moral the moral problem?
Because I don't really want to give her the impression that we're that tight, you know. In other words, you go over to somebody's house for Thanksgiving, and isn't that giving the impression that you're that tight?
Well, I mean, I guess if you've been dating a girl for 6 months, you're saying that you're not tight with her?
Well, I mean, she's tight with me.
And well, then I asked you this question. Are you monogamous? Are you exclusive to her?
That's what she thinks, yeah.
That's what she thinks?
Yeah. So, you know...
Well, so do you want to go to her parents' house for Thanksgiving, or don't you?
What I want to do, yes, I do, because I'd like to have a home-cooked Thanksgiving meal.
Why don't you go to your parents' house? Why do you have to go to her parents' house? Why don't you invite her?
Well, my parents, I'm not on good terms with my parents. I don't speak to my parents.
And are they local?
Yeah, but it's a bad thing. I don't really speak to my parents at all. So I mean, what my dilemma is that I would like to go over to her parents' house to have, you know, Thanksgiving dinner. And her father, I think, is, you know, her father, I said, is a VP over at Ladman Studios, a corporate VP. I would like to, you know, talk with him and kind of pick his brain about corporate stuff. But by the same token, if I go over there, am I going to be giving her the impression that, you know, she and me are what do you want to call, like, really tight or whatever?
I think if you go to someone's, this is a girl you've been going out with for 6 months, and I think that if you go over to her parents' house for Thanksgiving, especially since she's invited you over there for Thanksgiving, that, yeah, the impression is that you guys are pretty tight.
Really? Because?
Well, yeah, really. I mean, what do you mean, really? Yes, really. I've gone to girlfriends before I was married, girlfriends' houses for Thanksgiving. There wasn't a girlfriend whose house I went to for Thanksgiving that I wasn't pretty serious about at the time, okay?
Why does the one have to mean the other? You know what I'm saying? Because
why does what have to mean?
Why does just because you're going over to her house for Thanksgiving, why does that mean that you're tight with her? You know, because...
Well, what is wrong with being tight with her?
Well, I mean, I'm not ready to make that kind of commitment. You know, I mean, I have been...
I asked you the question, are you monogamous with her? And you said that that's her impression of you. Is she monogamous to you? And you said that, yes, she is. So what...
Well, why should she get the impression that we're all, you know, together or whatever? Why should she get that impression?
Well, I guess you're going to have to turn her down, okay? If you don't want to be close to her...
Right.
If you don't want to be exclusive to her, and you don't want to have a relationship with her that she's going to believe is an exclusive, monogamous relationship, then if I were you, brother, I'd turn down Thanksgiving.
See, I can't do that, though. That's the moral dilemma that I got, you know, because I could really use a job, and her dad could help me out, but I don't want to give her the wrong idea, you know. And
you're going to have to make a choice here.
Yeah, well, that's the moral dilemma what I got. She does believe that I'm exclusive. I mean, this is not the same thing.
You know, no, it is not the same thing. Are you exclusive to her?
She believed that. Okay.
But when you're going over there to get a job from her dad, and you're going over there to get a home-cooked meal...
Right, and she asked me, so I figured I'd be making her happy, and I'd also be getting a home-cooked meal, and also be able to speak to her father. So everybody, I'll get a home-cooked meal, I'll talk to her father, and I make her happy. So, you know, what she don't know won't hurt her. As far as
what?
Well, as far as the exclusivity thing. I just don't hope she gets all the wrong idea and all clingy and everything. You know, because...
You're afraid of this girl getting clingy, pal, and I wouldn't go over there for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, but I want to get the home-cooked meal and talk to her dad about post-production work, what I want to go into.
Well, I mean...
That's my moral dilemma, okay? That's my moral dilemma, man. It's blowing me away. you know. And
all right, hold on here, buddy. I don't know if I can solve the problem for you. This guy doesn't want to go over to Thanksgiving because he's afraid the girlfriend who's inviting him over for Thanksgiving is going to get all clingy and she's going to get all committed to him. But he does want to go because he wants a home-cooked meal, and her old man's got a good job in corporate VP at some post-production house. Hell, I can't make up my mind on that one. How's he going to be able to do it? It's the Phil Hendry Show here at 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show here, 1-800-449-8686. The great and lovely Renee Crozier has joined us. She has been helping us burn the final version of our CD before it goes off to the master maker over there at Kung Fu Records, which, by the way, they got my email over at my friend's place, Renee, and you should be treated like royalty very shortly. Well, she wasn't complaining, Brian. I was the one that complained. It was me. I said, Renee's family, and you guys better start treating her good. And Brian was falling all over himself. He was crapping gold by the time he left here. No, I'm just kidding. He's a nice man, very nice man. 1-800, isn't he? He's a great guy. Great people at my friend's place. 1-800-449-8686. And are you there, sir? Let's see. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Okay, your moral dilemma is that you want to go and have Thanksgiving dinner at your girlfriend's house, but you're afraid you'll give her the wrong impression.
I'm afraid that she's going to think we're like all together and everything, and she'll start getting clingy on me.
But you want to go there? Why?
Well, because I want to have a home cooked meal, and I'm just afraid she's going to get all attached and stuff. And
but you want to have the home cooked meal, and you want to talk with her father
because he's got this post production job. And
is that really important to you? I mean, is that what you're going to be doing?
Well, I'd like to, because right now I have a mobile DJ business, and I also do pharmaceutical sales on the phone, but eventually I'd like to get into, you know, production in motion pictures and stuff like that. So,
all right, I just wanted to get the full thing of what's going on with you here. Let's go to Memphis on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes,
how
hi.
You doing?
Yes, good, ma'am.
My comment to the last caller, he couldn't possibly have a moral dilemma because he lacks morals. He seems to be a user, therefore a loser.
What's
and
that mean?
No wonder his family doesn't have a good relationship with him.
What's that all about?
Just don't understand how you could have a moral dilemma when you don't appear to have morals.
Why don't I have morals? That's why I called the show. Because I'm trying to get an answer.
You're using your friend, you want to use her father for a job, and you want to use her mother for a home-cooked meal. I think that you're asking a lot.
She invited me.
Just because she invited you and just because she's willing to put up with your stuff doesn't mean you're obligated to give her more of it.
Yeah, but why does she put up with it?
That's her problem, obviously.
Yeah, why does she put up with it?
I'll tell you why. Because I give her good, you know, I give it to her good.
It's not that much goodness in the world, baby.
Hey, I give it to her good, sister.
Well, we need to work on
what do you mean, give it to her good?
Probably. I'm talking about how, you know, I love her good and all that. And
Are you in a relationship with her? You say that she's exclusive to you?
Yeah, that's right.
But you're not exclusive to her?
Well, she thinks that I am. What's wrong with that, you know?
My point exactly. Why do you allow her to think that?
Well,
why don't you let her know where she stands?
That's all she needs to know. What does she need to know?
She needs to know HIV.
Hey, I'm not giving her no HIV, okay? I mean, I'm being good to her, and she invited me over for Thanksgiving. As long as she thinks things are cool, what's wrong with that?
As long as she's willing to be used by you, you feel obligated to use her.
So you think this lady's being used by this man?
Yeah, I do.
And that's because she is inviting him over for Thanksgiving?
She invited me over for Thanksgiving.
I think she's being used because she is under the impression that their relationship is of one status, and he is under the impression of another, and he does not want to tell her that.
What's wrong with me going over to have Thanksgiving to make her happy? If that make her happy.
Yeah, but you don't want her to get the impression that you guys are together.
Well, I don't want her getting all clingy. There's nothing worse than a woman that's all clinging on you.
You want your cake as in Thanksgiving dinner, and you want to eat it too.
I let her see the O face. That's all she needs. You know what the O face is?
I have no idea.
The old face is when she goes, oh, yeah.
That's, you know what? There's more to life than that.
You are really,
don't know about it.
You are really crude, pal.
I'm just making a joke, man. God, lighten up. Getting all serious and stuff.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am, and I agree with you. I think your moral dilemma, sir, is the dilemma that you have with yourself. And
oh, come on. I mean, just because some woman calls up and says that doesn't mean you can't back me up and get my back on this thing. I'm talking about going over and getting some, you know, a home-cooked meal. And
I know a home-cooked meal, but it's not worth it. It's not worth the heartache you're going to be visiting on somebody.
She's fine. She wants me to come over to Thanksgiving. I just don't need her getting all clingy. That's the one thing that I'd say on your radio program tonight, Mr. Henry, is for all the girls out there that won't want to have a boyfriend over for Thanksgiving, don't be expecting nothing, okay? Don't be expecting.
Well, don't you think it's logical for a woman who invites a man for Thanksgiving with her family to expect that if he comes, that he has some interest in her beyond that which is cursory?
Whatever, man.
You don't even know what it was I said, do you? Okay. Here is Alpharetta on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yes, hello.
Hi, yes, ma'am.
I don't think this man even knows what the word morals means. He sounds like a total loser.
I'm a loser.
He has no job. He doesn't even know how to speak correctly. He doesn't know how to treat people. He's just an abuser and a user.
Excuse me, I did say I had a job. I've got two jobs.
You said you lost your job to begin with, and that's why you're talking to the father.
I have my mobile DJ business.
Oh, whatever.
What is that?
That's on weekends. Oh, hey, I got a job, baby.
You don't even know how to talk.
And I got my. You're pretty nasty, aren't you?
Excuse me. No, I'm pretty right on.
No. I got my mobile DJ. No, I don't think so.
You know what? You don't think so.
No, I don't think you do.
Grow up.
I got my mobile DJ business. She invited me over for Thanksgiving. I'm going over there as a favor to her.
She sounds like a really dumb broad to be putting up with that crap from you.
Hey, I didn't call her that. You did, okay? And her father...
I mean, can't she see through to you at all?
Hey, let me tell you something. If you were her, you'd want me coming over for Thanksgiving, too. I'm very good-looking, okay?
She must be very desperate.
No, I'm very good-looking.
You don't sound like it.
You ever been with a good-looking man?
My husband.
I doubt it. I'll give her a ride on my love roller coaster. What's so funny about that? Hey, what's so funny? How does a good-looking man sound, anyway? Yeah.
A good-looking man sounds like he's intelligent.
No, good-looking men are not always intelligent.
Phil Henry Show.
There.
Phil Henry 先生一齐飞行，我哋现在正系响30,000尺高空中飞翔。顺便告诉大家 ，Chopstick。
Phil Henry Show 1-800-449-8686。If you're going over to your girlfriend's house for Thanksgiving, and you're going over there strictly to eat the food and meet her dad because he's got a cushy job with a post-production company. You could be making yourself the biggest mistake of this holiday season, all right? Or don't you care about somebody's feelings? That's what I'm discussing with a listener who's calling us from Redondo Beach this evening, and he wants to go over there and have the home-cooked meal. Do you even like this girl?
Yeah, I like her. I mean, it's got nothing to do with not liking her. You know,
well, it sounds to me like you don't want her to get too clingy.
I don't want to give her the wrong idea. You know, I mean, if I go over to her house for Thanksgiving dinner, and she starts getting all clingy all over top of me. You know how, I don't know if you've ever seen a Mr. Henry, how some women will climb on you and just grunt. You know,
what do you mean, climb on you and grunt?
Well, that's just the way a lot of chicks are, you know. I don't need that. What I need is, you know, give me my space, allow me to have Thanksgiving dinner at your home, let me meet your father and talk with him about business, but I don't necessarily want to be going steady or nothing. And one of the things that I came up with is that I would meet her later on. I'd let her leave the apartment first, then I'd leave later, you know.
Meet her where?
Meet her at her folks' house. In other words, so she doesn't get the idea that I'm so, you know, like I'm her boyfriend or nothing. She leaves the apartment, and then I'll leave, you know, I'll meet her over at her folks' place. Maybe I'll leave the apartment maybe a half hour, an hour later.
What apartment? Her apartment?
Yeah, well, no, our apartment. Because
do you guys live together?
Yeah.
But you don't want to give her the idea that she's, you know, your girlfriend, but you're living with her? This is the truth. You're living with her.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what that has to do with anything.
So you're living with her, but don't give her the wrong idea that she's got a future with you. Is that it?
Yeah.
All right. Kara Zozo, New Mexico, on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
I think you ought to tell her where she stands on this subject.
Well, if I do, then what happens at Thanksgiving dinner?
Okay, if you don't want her getting all preeny all over you, then just...
I mean, that's what I'm hoping, you know, that...
If you don't want her getting all clingy, then...
I don't want her getting clingy.
Well, then tell her that... Just tell her you don't want her getting all clingy all over you.
Well, I'm
sure she'll understand.
Well, if a guy said that to you, what would you say?
I'd tell him I understand. I've had guys tell me this.
Don't get all clingy all over top of him?
But they don't say get all clingy.
Well, let's say I'm a guy and I said to you, look, I don't want you getting all clingy on top of me.
I'd respect your space.
You respect my space?
Yeah. I'm a very respectful person. If you tell me that you
well,
don't
this lady
want to
has
do
got, yeah, and obviously this young lady has got some self, you know, awareness, and she's tough. And you know, what are you afraid of? That the woman that you're with is too weak?
I'm afraid she's just going to come unglued. What if she tries to commit suicide?
I don't think she's going to try and commit suicide over you. There are other men out there.
Yeah, but here's the thing, and can I just confide something in you?
Sure.
I'm very, very good looking.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very good looking.
I heard that a while ago.
Right.
You're talking with that lady from, where is it, Houston?
Yes, ma'am. I'm very good looking. And so, like, if I tell a woman that she's getting too clingy all over top of me and stuff, I'm afraid she's going to commit suicide by jumping out of a window.
She won't commit suicide. She'll go in her room and she'll sit there and she'll cry and she'll think about it. She'll say, I'm better off.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you ever done that?
Yeah.
Wow.
My boyfriend didn't tell me that he had another girlfriend that he hadn't broke up with yet.
Oh, no.
He wrote me a note and told me this, and I went in my room and I sat down and cried, and I thought, okay, if he's not going to tell me that he has another girlfriend...
Was you able to put it into perspective?
Yeah.
Really?
I'm 15 years old, and I can put things like this into perspective.
Well, you sound like a tough chick.
She does. She sounds a lot tougher than this girl I'm going out with.
See, not a lot of women are as cool as you. What's your name?
DJ.
DJ, I mean, you've got it going on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of women are kind of...
DJ, my name's Chris, by the way. A lot of women are, like, soft. You know how it is.
Yeah, that's in big cities.
You
live out here in a town that's only maybe has 1,800 people
in
it, you learn you've got to be tough.
Hey, I bet you're pretty tough.
Oh, I'm tough.
I bet you look good in a dress, though, don't you?
I don't wear dresses.
No?
No.
I'm Chris. What's your name?
DJ.
She just told you what her name was.
Oh. You don't wear no dresses?
No.
I bet you'd look good in one, though.
No, I don't, actually.
Hey, BJ, I want to ask you something.
Her name isn't BJ.
What is it?
DJ. With a D.
Oh, with a D.
Yeah, as in Deanna.
Oh, man, I blew it.
That's okay.
Well, you ought to put a dress on sometime, put on some high heels, come on out to California. I live in Redondo Beach, okay? And I go over to the Rusty Pelican on a Friday night. Are you old enough to drink?
No, I'm only 15.
Oh, forget it then. I guess you and I can't hook up.
Uh-huh.
But, I'm 28.
I can't wear dresses. I work on a ranch.
Well, that's cool, but when you go out and stuff, can't you wear a dress?
I have one dress in my closet, and haven't worn it in forever.
You ought to wear a dress. I bet you look good in one. You ride horses and stuff?
Yeah. I have two of my own. I've got a three-year-old I'm starting right now.
Three-year-old what?
A little
horse.
Three-year-old Palomino paint.
A Palomino what?
Paint.
Hey, did you ever see that movie Unforgiven?
Uh-uh.
They had horses in that one.
Good for you, pal. It was a Western, ma'am. He had horses in it. All
There's
right, so tell that girl.
Not horses.
What?
There's a lot of movies with horses.
I've seen one that had horses in it.
What was it called?
How the West Was Won. It was cool.
What an idiot.
Mm.
What a complete and utter idiot. Well, listen, DJ.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds pretty good. So you're only in a little 1800. What's the nearest big city out there?
Hey, DJ, why don't you come on out to California, buy a drink?
She's 15, man. Did you hear her?
Oh, I forgot.
So 18, what's the nearest big town? Albuquerque or something? Or maybe...
Alamogordo.
Alamogordo.
Yeah, it's about 52 miles south of here.
What are you talking about, man? They dropped an A-bomb on that place.
Uh-uh.
That was back in the 40s. They didn't drop it on the town.
No, it was on a little Air Force base.
On an Air Force base.
About 35 miles south of there.
Well, real good, DJ. Well, thanks for checking in with that tonight.
Mm-hmm.
You want to come out? I'll buy a drink.
She don't drink, man. She's 15.
Even if I was 21, I wouldn't drink.
Hey, DJ, you got yourself a nice tight skirt, pair of heels, man. You know what I'm talking about? Put a little lipstick on. You know what I'm talking about? All of a sudden, all those farm boys out there, they'd like to set them free, man, when they see you walking down the street. That's
the
truth,
too. I have a question for you.
Yeah, sure.
Are you on any kind of a drug at all?
Only a relaxant.
Such as?
I use a certain relaxant for my... I have a colonic problem, colon problem.
Hmm.
I use a colon relaxer.
Okay, I have a boyfriend, okay? He lives in New Jersey.
Is he on any relaxants?
No.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, he's not on any drugs at all.
Oh, that's good.
An occasional Tylenol, but that's it.
What's this dude doing in New Jersey when you're down in Carrizozo?
He's going to college.
If I was him, I wouldn't leave you for a second. I'd stay real close. Take you out riding in the morning. Come on back.
We met on the internet. Kind of like Bill Gates and his wife.
Met on the internet? Don't you know what them dudes do? They, like, cut chicks up and stick them in suitcases.
Oh, no, not this guy.
How do you know, man? Have you ever seen this dude's face?
Yes, I have.
Well, have you ever, like, met the dude, like, had a cup of coffee with him or whatever?
Yeah.
Oh, you have?
Mm-hmm.
Where?
At a little town just north of here.
A little town just north of here? Hey, is that where that Norman Bates dude's from? You ever heard of that dude?
No.
That's that Bates Motel, man. Cut them chicks up, stick them in the trunk of a car. Ain't no good. Ain't no good at all. What you got to do, DJ, is what was I saying? Oh, yeah, I know. What you got to do is meet some guy, put on that tight dress, do the...
Okay, man, we don't need your advice, all right? You're going over to your girlfriend's house for the free food. You can't even commit to a woman that you're living with. How can you give this woman advice?
I'm just telling her, don't throw herself away on some creep in New Jersey.
I'm not throwing myself away, okay?
If I was down there in Carrizozo right now, DJ, you know what I'd do? I'd take you out riding in the morning on a horse.
I don't have time to ride in the morning, so I have to wait until the afternoons. I'm still going to school.
Okay, like in the afternoon we go riding. You know, then maybe we'd watch the sunset on horseback, ride on back to the ranch house and get some, like, omelets or whatever you people eat. Smoke a big fat joint. And
okay, man, thanks a lot. Listen, DJ, good luck to you, okay?
Mm-hmm. What are you doing? Are you hanging up on her?
Yes, I'm letting her go. Thank you very much.
Uh-huh.
Okay, bye-bye, BJ.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Bye.
DJ.
That's what I said.
Don't think so, man. Long Beach on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Sweet.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I've got a question for the guy. What's he thinking when he's going to go over there and try and get a job from her dad, and, you know, after he plays the situation out, he doesn't want the girl to get clingy. Her dad's going to get mad, and he's going to give him the axe at whatever job he thinks he's going to be hooked up with.
Well, by that time, though, he'll see my experience and how good I am.
Oh, really?
Well, that's what I'm hoping on anyway. I mean, naturally, what I'm hoping for is that he'll hire me. I'll show him my experience. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Well, what if his daughter busts you in bed with some other chick, and how's daddy going to feel when that situation arises?
Hopefully, man, I won't be that stupid, you know.
You won't be caught?
I ain't been that stupid yet. And
why don't you just be monogamous with this woman, exclusive with this woman, and you don't have to run the risk of that, okay?
Well, that's true, too. That's true, too, you know.
But how is she in the looks category?
But I got to tell you something, man. I'm pretty smooth when it comes to that, okay? And besides, it's illegal to fire someone for a personal reason, like cheating on his daughter or whatever. You can't do that. That's not legal in the state of California, as far as I know.
Well, neither is smoking a joint, but you apparently are doing that as well.
I take some relaxants, yeah.
Well, wait a minute, man. What do you mean the state of California? The guy can fire you if he doesn't like you. He can can you for any reason that he wants, other than being black or something.
Well, maybe I ought to get black. But the fact is...
The point that I'm saying is he can't discriminate against you on the basis of race or religion, but the guy can fire you if he doesn't like you. He can fire you because he doesn't like your morality. He can fire you because he doesn't like the way you're screwing around people that he knows or the people that he hires. He can do that.
Not if he knows how good I am with my experience.
Well, even if you've got a lot of experience, it doesn't make any difference.
I got parts. I'll tell you right now, man, if it gets me a job, I got parts of me that are black, and they're getting blacker all the time. And
okay, pal, if you want to make a joke about this...
I'm not kidding you.
Yeah, you want to make a joke about this, then we can go down that road. Otherwise, I got parts of me that are black. The point is...
I'm huge.
Yeah, great. The point is that you have a moral dilemma that speaks more to your morality than it does to any dilemma that you have, as many people have pointed out here. It's Phil Henry's show here at 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry's show, 1-800-449-8686. Chris on the line here. His girlfriend has invited him for Thanksgiving dinner. He'd like to go and have a nice meal and meet her dad, but he doesn't want her to think that he's interested in her beyond just what? Beyond sex?
Well, I just thought, I'd like to take my time.
Even though you'd like to take your time, even though you're living with her.
Yeah, I mean, I don't get what the problem is. I mean,
you do want to take your time even though you're living with her. We just want to get the facts out here, man. Here's San Diego on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi. Chris, you personify pathetic. Can I say that?
Hey, I've been called all kinds of names. Doesn't bother me. I mean, all I'm saying is, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I'm sure everybody...
Why?
I just have to say that if you are worried about somebody killing themselves over you, I think they have more problems...
I'm very good looking. You've never even seen me.
You know what? It doesn't matter.
You've never even seen me, so you don't know.
You know what? I could care less what you look like.
Oh, yeah, right.
I'm serious.
Yeah, sure.
I'll tell you why.
Why?
Because a personal relationship is deeper than skin.
How come
you're only going to date somebody because you're good looking.
How come chicks are always hitting on me? How come chicks are always hitting on me? Seriously.
Because you know what? They don't know you.
Oh,
that's why.
They don't know me?
Exactly.
You heard that 15-year-old chick was into me.
You know what? You were into her, and that was disgusting.
No, man. Hey, man, I told you I wasn't going to pick up a no 15-year-old chick. I told her I wasn't interested in no 15-year-old. She was interested in me.
Yeah, right.
And I was giving her confidence, too. I was telling her she was beautiful, and she didn't believe it.
And you know what? I'll tell you something.
I was giving her confidence.
You think she was coming on to you? No wonder why you think every girl is coming on to you.
I'm the only man who's probably given her any confidence in the whole history of her lifetime.
Yeah.
What do you think of that?
I think you're pretty funny.
Okay. I had more compassion. I had more compassion for her than you do.
No, you know what? I think she's a pretty cool chick. And I admire her. She's staying on the phone as long as she did with you.
You're staying on the phone with me, baby.
Yeah, that's right. And you know what? I'm calling you a creep, too.
I don't care. You're still hanging on the phone
with
me.
And I bet when I hang up the phone, you're going to tell the next person that I was hitting on you.
Hey, Chad, you can call me all the names you want, but I know women good enough to know that you're hanging with me. You're interested in me on some level.
You know what? I'm interested in the fact that people like you walk the earth and think they are this bad.
You're digging me. You're still on the phone with me.
That's right. If you know what? I'm laughing.
No, you're still on the
phone. I'm on the phone and I'm laughing only because... I have enough guts to look at you and say, you've got to be kidding me.
You want me. You want me, baby. Hey, baby, you want me big time.
You listen again, don't you?
You want me big time. You would have hung up by now.
You know what? You'd like for me to hang up because you know I'm right.
No, baby, I don't want you to hang up. I want you to hang out.
Well, I've got to hang on to let you know that I think that you can do with your life something that nobody else has done, and that is an amazing thing. You can do with your life. You know what? You're better than any comedian I've ever seen in a long time.
You know what? Nobody can understand a word you're saying because the song's playing over top of it.
That's all right.
Yeah, okay.
I don't care that anybody should be listening to me.
You must have no life, baby, to be hanging out with a guy who nobody can understand a word you're saying.
Actually, you know what? I'm in a traffic jam.
No life, baby.
I'm in a traffic jam.
Hey, baby.
I'm hot.
And you know what? Don't call me baby.
Hey, you know what, baby? I'm hot.
You know what?
You know what?
I could care less.
You know what, baby? I'm hot.
We'll be right back.